Now I'm gonna try this, and then I'm gonna have you tell me if I'm saying it correctly.
Yeah.
Trich, trotch, treaky,
Tracky.
trocky.
Yes. Well, the original name of this piece is Trich Trach Polka. It's a Johann Strauss piece.
Strauss is famous for his waltzes and dances like the polka. He wrote Trich Trach Polka in the 1800s. Dessen added the Tricky Tracky, which means fireworks, in his native Venezuela. The piece was originally commissioned by Gustavo Dudamel, a fellow Venezuelan and superstar conductor, for a special concert with the storied Vienna Philharmonic.
He called me about a year ago and he said, "I need something for New Year's Eve in Vienna. I want to propose this idea to Vienna, to use one of their signature pieces for the New Year's concert."
Dessen's take on that signature polka starts out sounding like this. Then he slowly infuses the music with Latin American rhythms and melodies.
It has to do with using tradition and what people know, because I'm sure many people will recognize the music, or at least the rhythm and the style, using that channel to get people to think about music in a different way. Take the what they know and put it in a different frame.
Unfortunately, the Vienna Philharmonic didn't really get the joke and refused to play the piece.
Because they were so tied to their original version, and they thought it would be like destroying their icons, you know.
There are no hard feelings, but Dessen says it was a shame because he thinks the lighthearted celebratory piece would have been gladly accepted by the original composer Johann Strauss himself. Dessen is rooted in several cultures. He was born and raised in Venezuela and learned the cello through the country's famous music education program, El Sistema. Then he studied at the Paris Conservatory. His music captures the sounds of Latin America through typical classical music forms, like this piece, Quintet of the Birds, written for the violin, cello, oboe, and traditional Venezuelan guitar.
When you're commissioned to compose a piece of work, you know, how does that begin? Where do you start?
Yeah. Well, you know, I inspiration is a myth. You know, I think what you have to do is sit every day at your desk and work every day. You can have an idea, you can have hum a tune or whatever, but most of the time it's just sitting down and producing. There's a very important part of a creative life is routine. You have to have a boring routine life. You have to be able to go every day to your office or studio and sit and work every day. That's the most important thing. It's more important than inspiration, really.
Dessen says these days, concert halls can seem more like museums to music, with orchestras returning again and again to classics, Beethoven, Bach, and Brahms. He worries that modern classical music has become so complicated and intellectual, it's hard for people to get into it. He says most people no longer look to orchestras to reflect the culture of modern life.
The real music is happening elsewhere. It's not happening in the academies. It's happening on the streets. It's happening in the air, in the streets, in the world. That's where things are happening. So the problem with composers is that it's so over-professionalized and so over-complicated in academic demands that you lose touch with the real world. You lose the freshness of what's happening in life.